And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is Humboldt Happenings. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the superintendent of the Humboldt Unified School District, John Potist.
And good afternoon. This is John Potist, superintendent for the Humboldt Unified School District. And welcome to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. This is Humboldt Happenings, where from 4 to 5 p.m. on the first Tuesday of every month, we talk about all things HUSD. We have a great show up lined up for you today. Today's show is all about the upcoming bond and override initiatives on the November ballot. If you're not aware, HUSD has both a bond and an override question on the ballot in the upcoming November 3rd election. And on today's show, we're going to talk about what exactly a bond is, and how is that different from an override, because we do have both of them on the ballot, and what HUSD's plans are for the proceeds from that bond and override. So, and what that means for our students, what that means for our community, what that, you know, give everyone just a better sense of what this means going into the election. So we have three guests with us, actually four guests on the show with us today. We have Nikki Indikovich and Amy Bowser are going to start us off in a minute here. And then following that, we've got Gentina Russell and Dave Kepka to talk a little more specifically about some of the things that are in the bond and what that means for some of what they're doing in their programming in the district. So, but before we jump into today's great lineup, we're going to take a short little break. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide on KQNA.com.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service, with our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
These roads, this land, it's our home. It's what our parents built for us and what we hope to hand down to our kids. But unless something changes, we won't have anyone left to hand it to. Because as opportunity disappears, so too do our young people. Joe Biden gets it.
No longer where you're going to be faced with children and grandchildren believing that the only way they can make it is to leave home, to go somewhere else to get that good job. There's no reason why it can't happen here.
And he has a plan for us.
My plan is to restore the promise of the middle class for rural America, in rural America.
Better hospitals and health care, reliable broadband internet, clean energy, and access to federal resources. So our kids have the opportunities they need to build their futures right here.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
There's a lot of propane companies out there, but not many that have been around as long as Yavapai Bottle Gas since 1987. Same owners, same values, and same fair pricing. Yavapai Bottle Gas has lots of options, too, like their pre-buy program or budget payment plans. You can always count on Yavapai Bottle Gas for straightforward, professional propane service where you want it, when you want it. Give your friends at Yavapai Bottle Gas a call at 776-9007, and don't forget to say thanks.
Napa Know How. Napa, we've teamed up with AAA to save you 20% online or in-store. That's why they call us the Savings Dream Team. Okay, we're the only ones calling us that. But it's true. Your AAA membership can save you 20% at Napa. So we're basically superheroes with the most specific power ever, saving you 20%. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how!
20% off regular retail prices with valid AAA membership card. Offer ends 10/31/20.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the superintendent of the Humboldt Unified School District, John Potist.
All right, today is Tuesday, October 6th. We are one quarter into our school year. The end of the first quarter ends on Friday of this week, and we are just under a month away from the November 3rd general election, and that's what our show's about today, the bond and override questions on the upcoming election ballot. So our first guests, Nikki Indakovich and Amy Bowser, welcome. It's good to have you guys with us again.
Thanks for having me. I'm super excited to be here.
Absolutely. So I'm going to let you guys kind of introduce yourself and talk about, I'll let you just start talking about what's up with the bond and override coming up in November.
Okay. My name's Nikki Indakovich. I'm a parent in the Humboldt Unified School District. I have four kids now in the district. You guys graduated my daughter last year in a very special, unique graduation style at Bradshaw High. So I have four little ones left kind of making their way through the district right now, and I currently serve as the PAC chair for the Yes for Humboldt Committee.
Excellent.
And thank you so much for having me today, John. I'm really excited to be here. My name is Amy Bowser. I'm a fourth grade teacher at Lake Valley Elementary School. I am also the president of the Humboldt Education Association and very involved in our Yes for Humboldt PAC. We've been working on this pretty diligently for the past 2 years. I'm also a proud parent. I have two students that attend our HUSD schools, a freshman and a sixth grader. And I am very proud to have, this is going to be my 13th year working at HUSD. So we love the school district and we love the town of Prescott Valley.
Outstanding. Well, thank you for your commitment to everything that we're doing in our district. And so let's talk about the bond and overrides. Let's start first of all. So there are two different initiatives on the ballot. And if you could just let people know what's the difference between the bond and the override.
Yeah, so a bond election is when you are raising funds towards things that you can purchase. So in this case, you're looking at buildings, you're looking at furniture, potentially technology, things like that. An override's a little bit different. It's used for staffing purposes. So with an override, you would add teaching positions, you would add counseling positions for our specific override, and that's kind of the difference. And that money doesn't go back and forth in any way. The way that it's written, the way that it's passed in law, that's where that money is spent no matter what. So that's kind of the big difference. That's why you'll often see bonds and overrides together, because districts are looking to add money into their capital fund and then also add staffing needs at the same time.
Excellent. And I just want to take a second and just clarify, you know, part of when you look at back on the history of HUSD, part of the need of what we're talking about, part of the where the bond is coming from, that maintenance piece, is that the district is funded like all districts at the state level, and there's two main pots of money. One is capital, which goes to the things, and then one is maintenance and operations, which goes to the people that pays the salaries. And both of them are formula driven, so districts get a certain amount of money based on formula. And the state over the last decade has not paid the full amount of what they should have been paying in that capital account. And just as a point of interest, in the 2015-16 school year, by formula, HUSD should have received $3.6 million. And yet what we actually received from the state was just over $300,000. So we were cut short in just that 1 year in by over $3 million. And that money is this money that is used to, as you said, to buy things, to repair broken things, and so when you look at over the 10 years that this has been happening, HUSD has lost roughly $20 million in money that we really desperately need, which is kind of where the bond is coming from then.
Absolutely. I mean, if you look at the numbers here in Humboldt, that $20 million really got to us in a number of ways. And it's funny that you mentioned 15-16, because that's about the time that Amy and I started talking about the needs in Humboldt, because we started seeing what happens with those campuses when you don't fund them properly. We started seeing roofs that were going out, HVAC systems, our maintenance teams were thinned down, and you could see it on a campus. As a parent, I would come in and see it. And then, of course, as teachers, you know, they live in it. They're in those buildings. They see that kind of destruction happening in real time. And 15-16 really was a big year for Humboldt, because it was one of the deepest cuts that the state had made to the largest district in Yavapai County. And so that really starts piling up on you, and that deferred maintenance can get out of hand really quickly. And that's what you see with this bond, is trying to address some of those deficits from the state level.
Yep, absolutely. And there's kind of five categories that that the bond is broken down into. One of them is the deferred maintenance, as you referred to. It's just repairing, you know, millions of dollars worth of items that really need to be fixed over time. And then another part of that is technology and the infrastructure with our technology. And we've really seen in the last quarter, you know, the need for that technology, and, you know, both from a teacher point of view and a parent point of view on how things go or don't go when we don't have the things that we need to do the best job that we can with all of that.
Yeah, that technology piece, especially nowadays, I mean, really what we're looking at with this bond is the ability to provide one-to-one access for our students. So what that means is that we want to make sure that every single student at HUSD has access to their very own device, which now we have to share. And we are living, you know, in a time where we need to make sure that we are staying up to date with our technology needs. And so that is one of the big pieces of this bond that is written in, is that technology piece.
Absolutely. And like you said, that's the reality of our kids' future. And, you know, whether we agree with it or not, you know, technology is infused in what's going on. And I'm a big believer in the fact that it is our job as educators to educate. And that includes, you know, things that people get really frustrated about technology. Well, part of that is because it's kind of new, you know, in the scheme of things. And, you know, it is on us to teach kids how to appropriately use that technology, because the technology is going to be a part of their life right now. And definitely when you take a look at our kindergartners who are going to be graduating in 2035, you know, try and close your eyes and picture what that world looks like. I don't know for sure, but I'm pretty sure it's going to include technology and a significant part of that. So any other highlights from the bond that you guys want to talk about, or the override?
I think for me with the bond, it's always been about performing arts at our high school. I love everything about our marching band, our choir kids, our drama kids. You know, those kids really do bounce into that high school ready to share their talents. So the performing arts build at the high school is a big deal for me as a parent. My kids are marching bears. They love marching band most of the time, especially during band camp. Amy's son is in the marching band over there at Bradshaw High, and that really is the heart of our community. You will see them out for parades, football games. Those kids love what they do, and we want to provide them a space that they can do that they can really feel comfortable on their campus without having to travel, without having to borrow other facilities, and really have a home there for performing arts. It's a huge part of our community. It's a culture in the district. We want to keep growing that love for our kids, because we know they love that.
Excellent. And I appreciate you bringing that up. We've actually got Jantina, who's going to talk a little more later on in the show specifically about that Performing Arts Center. So, Amy, you got any highlights that you wanted to highlight from the bond or override?
Well, Nikki, I would just like to ditto everything that she said. I think that we're all very excited about that possibility of that Performing Arts Center, and then just the expansion of that career and technical education program for our students there at the high school. But I would also like to really speak to to the importance of the override. And really what we're wanting to do is bring in counselors. And the goal is to have that counselor one, at least one at every campus. And that is really such a need that our campuses need. I mean, we do have 10 schools. The need is great. And just the ability to have that as a teacher, I know, to be able to know that there is a professional on my campus that is able to assist and help and guide our students and our families, I think is really just a huge win and a really important part of that override.
Excellent. And I just, if I could add on to that for a second, you know, when you look back on, you know, even before, and granted, I've only been here a quarter, you know, as a superintendent, but the work on this bond and override happened long before. But our governing board held a community gathering where they brought in all different, you know, business leaders and parents and students and different people around the community. And they did that last year. And one of the things that really resonated is that our kids need support. Our kids need help with social emotional learning. And that became very apparent in our community pre-COVID. And now most recent events, I think, have really highlighted the fact that our kids now more than ever really need some help and support in that area. So thank you for bringing that up. So we have just under a minute. If people are looking for more information on the bond or override, how can they get more information?
Yeah, so you can follow us on Facebook. We're Yes for Humboldt. It's a really big week. You know, voters can expect their ballots out next week. And so you're going to see a lot of activity out of our PAC as we kind of educate voters and get out. When you see your ballot, look for us at the end. We're going to be on the back side. It will be two votes, yes for the bond and the override. If you have questions, you can go to yes, the number 4HUSD.com.
Excellent. So we're going to take a short little break here, but thank you, Nikki and Amy, for being here in the studio with me today. I appreciate you joining us and sharing information on the bond and override. We're going to take a short break. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, on KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide on KQNA.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Have you ever purchased a product and then found out it was made in some far-off land? Kinda disappointing, isn't it? Same holds true when buying from local businesses. Why? Because you want to support locals and keep your money in town. Some supposedly local propane companies are really from out of state, funneling your hard-earned dollars somewhere back east. When you buy from Barrett Propane, your dollars stay right here supporting all of us. Think local, shop local, be local. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick and mortar retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olson's motto since the early 2000s has been good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell and we love the communities we serve, Chino Prescott, Dewey Humboldt, Flagstaff and Clarkdale and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
Liberty. Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Marvelous, because I, a thespian, have been on a quest for the perfect insurance.
Sweet balcony.
I requested no less than 13 balconies.
That's a lot.
All the world's a stage.
Well, with Liberty Mutual, thou customize and thou saveth.
That's the spirit.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
You know, Max, I was reading the owner's manual of our new certified pre-owned Findlay Subaru. Hey, ouch! Just because I actually read the owner's manual doesn't make me a nerd.
Findlay Subaru loves pets. So if your dog travels around town with you, we don't mind if you bring them when you look at a certified pre-owned Subaru. After all, they're going to be riding in it too.
Wanting to know all about the features and options and stuff doesn't make me a nerd.
Every Findlay Subaru certified pre-owned comes with peace of mind in the form of a factory-backed 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty with $0 deductible, 24/7 roadside assistance, and a $500 loyalty coupon.
Call me a nerd one more time, and you stay home next time. I'm watching you, buddy.
The best value on the market today. Certified pre-owned from Findlay Subaru Prescott and FindlaySubaruPrescott.com.
Dog tested, dog approved.
Offers on approved credit plus tax, title, license, and $495 dock fees.
Listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the superintendent of the Humboldt Unified School District, John Potist.
All right, welcome back. We are talking about the upcoming bond and override election. We just had Nikki and Amy here talking more generally about the bond and override as a process and what that means for HUSD and our greater community. In our studio, we're going to start drilling down a little bit, and we're going to talk about a couple of the specific items in that bond package that is out there. And in the studio right now is Jantina Russell. And I'm going to leave it right there because you have a whole bunch of things after your name. And I'm going to let you introduce yourself and all the things that you do at Bradshaw Mountain High School.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. And yes, I'm Jantina Russell. I am the director and teacher of the theatrical department at the high school. This is my 14th year with the school district. I've taught English and computers and student council and just about everything. I love the district, and my time that I've spent there has been wonderful. I also serve on the Arizona State Board for Thespians, which is the group that oversees all of our high school drama events, competitions, festivals, workshops, teacher education. We do a whole bunch of stuff with that. I'm passionate about education. I'm currently pursuing my doctorate in education as well. And learning a ton of stuff on just how to make our schools better, how to make education better for all of our kids.
Outstanding. Wow. So, yeah, I'm glad you took that on and not me. So thank you. it's great to have you here. Thank you for all that you do for HUSD. I appreciate
that. My pleasure.
Let's jump in. One of the items on the bond package is the construction of a new performing arts center. Talk about that a little bit. What does that look like?
This center is something our school and the district and really the whole community would benefit greatly from. Our entire district is using one facility at this point, which is the auditorium at Glassford Hill Middle School. And it serves our purposes, but we've outgrown that facility. We outgrew that facility years and years ago. And as our programs with band and choir and drama are building, that it's becoming very apparent we don't fit in that space. I mean, the band can't have all their kids on the stage at the same time because there's just not enough room. And it's really hard for us to keep growing our programs when our facilities are limiting that opportunity for us. And frankly, the kids are so talented. They deserve a space that reflects the dedication and the hard work and just their passion for the arts. And the community, I think, needs a really nice place to go and enjoy the talents of our kids.
Absolutely. So one of the things you talked about outgrowing Glassford Hill Middle School, and I've been in the auditorium. It's a cozy little auditorium, but and that's one of the, as you said, it's one of the downsides of doing such a great job like you do is when you're this passionate teacher and you're getting these kids involved in these programs, they get involved in these programs, and then they really start growing and you see that happening, on the campus, and throughout the school, in our high school that kids want to be involved and that this is a great opportunity for them to, not only get involved, but a really cool showcase for them to show their talents.
Right. And then on top of that, too, is just the access to state-of-the-art technology. One of the classes that I teach, or one of the programs that I run, is the Stagecraft program, and that's a CTE program that we offer at the school. And one of the hallmarks of CTE is that we are preparing these kids to enter, you know, the real world workforce. And unfortunately, a lot of our equipment, a lot of the things that we use are outdated. They are not cutting edge technology. They are not what these kids are going to see in professional theaters if they want to pursue that line of work, or even at a university if they want to further their studies in stagecraft. And it's just frustrating for me because these kids want to learn. They're hungry to learn and get their hands on this stuff, and I just can't provide that for them with the facilities and the outdated equipment that we have right now.
Sure. And that connects, you know, our previous guest, Amy, had talked about, you know, the importance of the technology in our school district and how, you know, our kids, you know, in general, when you look at, again, our kindergartners who are going to be graduating in, you know, mid-2030s and what the world is going to look like, and we don't know that for sure, but technology is going to be there. And we know that just, you know, from the technology that we use every day, you know, our phones and our computers and things like that. But you have very specialized technology.
Yes.
That, you know, kids, like you said, if they want to do something along those lines, they're really going to have to know how to use the equipment and technology.
Mm-hmm.
And building a new center is going to benefit our kids in that way then.
Yeah, it'll benefit them in their knowledge and then their skills and being able to work within a space with the equipment. That is, you know, and it's constantly changing. And like you said, We got to admit the kids who are kindergartners now, we're only trying to predict the future and teach them what they need to know. But one thing I know right here and now is that we need better facilities. We need better equipment because these kids truly, truly deserve it.
Yep.
Our theater arts program was ranked one of the top four in the state with the Arizona Thespians. And that's just the dedication of the kids of doing community service. They do performance after performance after performance. We compete. We host a festival in conjunction with Yavapai College for the entire north region of the state every year. So it's just a hallmark of, like I said before, the dedication that these kids have and the passion that they have. And a lot of these kids haven't found their passion quite yet in any, not with sports or, you know, academics, but performing, it's just magic to see them come alive on stage. And I hear from a lot of parents and other teachers, like, how did you get that kid to do that? And it's like, I didn't do it. They did it themselves. And if you ever come and see any of our performances, they're completely student run. From the time the doors open till they take their final bow, the shows are run by the students. I get to sit and watch, which is the best thing.
Outstanding.
So like I said, you know, please support this bond because our kids deserve it. And then also the opportunity to bring in maybe some professional acts. We had talked about, artists who could perform, but then also give workshops to our kids right on our campus in that facility is a very exciting opportunity that we've been hoping for as well.
So part of, you know, what we were just talking about is that technology and the kids, you know, needing exposure. And I think, you know, part of what you were just talking about, too, is the importance of, you know, not all of our kids are going to be going to, you know, do some career in this.
Right.
But a big part of what we do in our schools is inspire kids.
Mm-hmm.
Give them a passion. Let them find what they're passionate about. And when we have good quality facilities and good quality equipment, we're better equipped to inspire our kids, not necessarily to go into that career, but to find who they are as people and help navigate.
Find a passion, but then on top of that is build that confidence.
Yeah.
And anybody who's worked in education can see the difference of a kid who is confident in what they're doing and a kid who isn't. And like you said, even if they don't pursue this after high school, that they will have the confidence that they can tackle something with a little bit of guidance and want to learn and want to be successful just for the sake of success itself. So that piece of providing them the avenue to find what they're good at and feel that confidence, I think, is really, really important right now.
Excellent. And then one other question I have is, We've talked a lot about kids, and it's all about the kids, in my opinion. That's why we're here. But we're also asking our community, you know, it's going to a community vote. So what's in this for the community? How does a greater community benefit from this?
I think the people of Prescott Valley have said they wanted a nice space. We need a performing arts center, not just for the high school, but for the community to have a place for, you know, community theater groups to have a place to perform. For, like I said, you know, maybe some professional acts to come in and use that facility and allow opportunities for the community to come. Maybe they wouldn't fill the same amount of seats as they did at the event center, but a nice, you know, moderate-sized auditorium that the whole community can enjoy.
Excellent. And I know one of the benefits, I've not seen any of the performances from Humboldt Kids, although I'm sure it's outstanding and I'm so looking forward to our first one. But I know in other districts where I've been, you know, one of the things is there's some quality kids who are doing some phenomenal things, and it's a show in and of itself.
Absolutely.
That benefits our community to, you know, let our community come in and see the skills and the talents that our kids have. And that's a great community piece right there, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's an amazing amount of talent at that school, and we would love for more people to be able to come and experience it for themselves. It's truly a magical experience to see these kids on stage.
Excellent. So we've got, excuse me, I'm sorry, Jantina Russell. She's from Bradshaw Mountain High School. She does all things performing arts over there, plus a whole bunch of other things, talking about the potential building of a new performing arts center with the bond election coming up in November. Thank you, Janita, for being here.
I appreciate you allowing me to share the word.
Absolutely. We're going to take a short break again. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Looking for a safe bet? Head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Our enhanced cleaning and safety measures have paved the way for you to return back to playing safe and staying safe, getting you closer to winning, closer to dining, closer to relaxation, closer to it all. We can't wait for you to get back to what you love most. It's a safe bet only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Visit us today and be closer to it all.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Reprographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Reprographics today.
Rumor has it that Verde Links is a mystery. Rudy, is there a missing link?
There's no missing link with Verde Links, Bruce. Verde Links links all of Sedona, Cottonwood, Verde Village, and Camp Verde.
So Verde Links is the primary transit link for all of the Verde Valley.
Verde Links may be elusive, but its connecting routes are key, just like CAT, Cottonwood Area Transit, for local Cottonwood destinations.
Mystery solved. Verde Links links you wherever you want to go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for CAT and Verde Links transit information.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Hi, this is Roxanne. Do all of you Prescott area locals know about Prescott Brewing Company's Loyal Lunch Bunch Club? It's been going on for decades now, and the only one of its kind in our community that we know of. Our Loyal Lunch Bunch card gives you 10% off your lunch and entree on your very first visit, then 15% off next, and continues up to 30% off. When you reach the end of your card, you just get a new one for free, and it starts all over again. Ask your server for your card the next time you choose Prescott Brewing Company, fun and friendly brew pub style.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Tuesday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. Republican Mike Pence and Democrat Joe Biden will both be coming to Arizona this week after both recently had been near President Trump, now, of course, battling COVID. Should they be traveling? Barbara Villa talks to the ex-state health department director about this.
Will Humble says no, the candidates don't have to scrap campaigning in Arizona, but he adds each campaign must have a plan implementing the best protocols to guard against COVID.
If you have frequent, accurate testing, and if you use your mitigation measures and ensure that all of the people traveling are following them and all of the attendees are following them, then I think that it's an okay thing.
After the president's COVID diagnosis, the Trump campaign canceled appearances this week in Tucson and Flagstaff. So Vice President Pence comes to Peoria Thursday for a rally. That same day, Biden and running mate Kamala Harris also come to Arizona. Barbara Villa, Arizona News Radio Phoenix.
Mostly sunny, breezy, and dry all week with a much cooler and breezy weekend, mostly clear nights, cooling overnight to about 53 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, then warming tomorrow to about 86, Thursday 83, Friday and Saturday 77 and 72. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, cooling after bedtime to near 55, heating back up to 96 tomorrow, 93 Thursday, 88 and 83 Friday and Saturday. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Tuesday evening. Please be fire safe and stay tuned. Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley will continue in a moment on KQ&A.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Yavapai County, your ingenuity is inspiring. Since COVID-19, you've changed how you keep in touch with family, found new ways to stay fit, and adopted habits to keep yourself and others safe. And now, you can participate in dynamic health and wellness presentations right from your laptop. Healthy Conversations is Yavapai Regional Medical Center's new virtual speakers bureau. It's also your connection to informative presentations from YRMC healthcare experts. You'll learn the benefits of a plant-based diet, how to deal with varicose veins, what self-compassion means, and lots more. And during live presentations, you can submit questions to the speaker from your laptop or other device. Check out the Healthy Conversations calendar and register at yrmchealthconnect.org. You'll find us under the Events tab. Ingenuity inspired by you.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the superintendent of the Humboldt Unified School District, John Potist.
All right, welcome back to our final segment today of Humboldt Happenings. We're talking all things HUSD, and today our topic is about the bond and override election coming up in November. And my final guest today is Dave Kapka, who is the CTE director for the school district. Dave, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me. Yeah,
absolutely. Thanks for being here. So you're the CTE director, career and technology education director for the school district. What else do you do? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I also coach boys golf. I've been doing that for about 16 years now, off and on. Also coached the girls JV softball. In the past, I've coached freshman football also there at Bradshaw.
Excellent. So you're really involved, and you also not only the CTE director, and so you oversee the CTE program for the district, but you also teach.
That's great. I teach computer science. We've been doing computer science for quite a few years now. It's a freshman class where we teach the students pretty much life skills in the sense of employability skills. We teach them the basics of computers. We are doing Google platform right now, teaching them there. Also, we work with Microsoft Office Suite.
Okay. And so this deviates just a little bit, but I need to capture that for a second, because that actually came up in the previous two segments with the other two guests, just about the need. You called it a life skill, the need for our kids to understand, technology and being able to use it appropriately. And that's definitely part of the bond, but that's not why you're here actually to talk about. In the bond is something about the construction, and we've got some money earmarked specifically for that. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, we're trying to bring back the construction technology trades to the Bradshaw campus. I got to the Humboldt District back in 1999, so I've been around quite a while. I've been the CT director now for, I think this is going on 23 years in the district. And when I first got to the Humboldt district, we did have construction. And then, of course, the economy took a dip, and we lost our instructor, along with, decreased enrollment and the need for, the laborers. So now that the economy has picked up, we are seeing a need in the community as well, the state, and for that matter, the U.S. So the need is there for training kids at a younger age for the construction technology fields. And I think it's a great time to look at bringing back construction.
Excellent. And so part of the conversation with that, that is, we have... we have a space that we used to teach construction in the high school that is not being used for teaching construction right now.
That's correct. Yeah, it's still plumbed for ventilation and what have you. The ceiling drops for electricity, for the proper wattage for the equipment. So we have a great start as far as the facility itself, but obviously we need more add on to that to get it up to speed, as well as, with the new technologies, the new equipment, we have a lot of work to do with preparing the facility itself.
Yeah, and I know part of the conversation has been about what that looks like, about, whether we and part of that, this process with a successful passing of a bond would be looking at what, the most cost-effective means of doing that would be. And is it repurposing that old space? Because like you said, technology has changed, and is that space even big enough?
Right.
But what can we retrieve from that space, if nothing else? Or can we revive that? Or are we looking at doing some swapping around or some new construction of a new building or something?
And all those are considerations we need to look at. The bond passes, then we would look at possibly moving some things over to what we call the I building, which now houses the arts facility, which is drama, band, choir. So that's a fairly large facility, but then it'd have to be retrofitted into CTE capable facility again for our needs, I guess you should say.
Yeah, and so part of that then is is looking at, you know, there's options that are on the table as
right.
far as meeting the facility needs. And so then it really comes down to, you know, the need that we have to, you know, provide that opportunity for our students. And so when we talk about construction, we're talking about all aspects of construction, right?
Right. With the construction technology program at the high school level, the students are going to learn skills such as framing, plumbing, electrical, you know, the very basics. As they get further into the program, then they'll start taking classes at Yavapai College. We do have partnership with the college to where they would then start receiving college credits. They can earn up to 16 college credits while going through our program at the Brachmont High School facility. And then again, partnership with Yavapai County Contractors Association, looking at them coming in, doing some legwork with some of the, say, drywall activities, teaching, showing students how it's done. You know, it's always nice to get the community involved there. So I know through some talks with the contractors associations, they've talked about wanting to help in that regard. And then we're getting that connection with our students, with local contractors, possibly internships, which then could lead to jobs down the road. So once the kids get through our program, then they have the opportunity possibly going straight into the workforce or going on to post-secondary education, whether it be Yavapai College or some other institution.
Absolutely. And so definitely some benefits to our kids.
Correct. Yes.
As far as and some wide variety. And you know, the thing that has always struck me with CTE is CTE has, you know, it's changed over the years. And, you know, one of the things that I've experienced in my career working with CTE programs is that you just talked about a whole bunch of things, you know, drywall and framing and roofing and plumbing and, right. and all of that stuff. And when we think of CTE, we tend to think of, okay, we're going to prepare these kids for a job, which is part of what we're doing.
Right.
But I'll tell you, as a homeowner, there's a lot of times that it's really helpful for me to know the basics of electricity, the basics of plumbing, the basics of
right. Even if a student decides this isn't the career they want to go into, they have those basic skills to take care of their own home someday, to where if they have some issues, they could go in and figure out what's wrong with their plumbing. Obviously electrical is a little bit more extent, you know, that you want to hire someone. But no, you know, it's just like auto mechanics. You if you have some kind of background, you're going to save some money in the long run. So again, students that take the program may not lead to their future career, but it's going to help them down the road as a life skill.
Absolutely. And I was just going to bring it back to the beginning here when you were talking about computers. And, you know, a lot of this stuff is a life skill on just knowing the basics
right.
of how your home is constructed.
Yes.
And that's definitely a benefit for our students. So, a lot of benefits for our students. What about our greater community? You know, because we're asking our community as a whole to support the bond and,
right.
and the override. And so how does this help our community?
Well, currently, with the labor shortage of, skilled construction laborers, local, construction firms are having to go outside of our community to find workers. Well, we should be able to provide quite a few of those skilled workers by getting those skills within our program. I think that would then save some money of having to bring people up from, say, the Valley. Mm-hmm. Also, the kids then could be hired here locally. They are not leaving to, say, find jobs down in the Valley, you know, if they decide to go down to Phoenix to get their training. Now that Yavapai College has construction, they brought on board last year their program, that we can start keeping our kids home in our community.
Absolutely. And we see the construction all around us.
Oh, yes.
You know, I forget what the number was. I was at a town council meeting recently, and they were talking about the number of building permits. Right. Like I said, I don't remember the number, but I remember them making it know that it's growing,
right,
and that we've got a construction industry that's very healthy in our community right now.
Right.
And we have the ability. I just wanted to touch base on something that you said previously. We have the ability with a construction program to, potentially have kids who are interested in that to be able to work through, because those careers require some level of certification or trainings. And we've got the ability to bring those kids through that.
Right. And when they go through the program, they will receive accreditations as far as credentials by taking certain tests, the NCCER tests, such as for drywall, could be electric, could be plumbing, depending on, what field they want to go into, OSHA 10 certifications. So they could leave high school with actual certifications that could then lead straight into the workforce.
And with our partnership with Yavapai College,
correct,
you said they could leave high school with a high school diploma and a good number of college credits and some sort of industry certification,
correct,
so they could go into the workforce if that's what they wanted,
right,
to do.
Right, or
as well,
on into college,
yeah,
with,
right,
credits already under their belt, without having to pay for those college credits, because that'll be covered through CTE grants and what have you.
Right on. So, a lot going on.
There is. There is.
Lot of good things. A lot of great possibilities. A lot of, sounds like a lot of great opportunities for our students, but also for our greater community on what that might look like. So, Dave Kapka, the HUSD CTE coordinator, I appreciate you being here with me today.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
This is John Potas. We're talking all things HUSD and all things with a bond and override. You're listening to Talk of the Town. We need to take a short little break. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide on KQNA.com.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service, with our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Have you ever purchased a product and then found out it was made in some far-off land? Kinda disappointing, isn't it? Same holds true when buying from local businesses. Why? Because you want to support locals and keep your money in town. Some supposedly local propane companies are really from out of state, funneling your hard-earned dollars somewhere back east. When you buy from Barrett Propane, your dollars stay right here supporting all of us. Think local, shop local, be local. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Rumor has it the Verde Links is a mystery. Rudy, is there a missing link?
There's no missing link with Verde Links, Bruce. Verde Links links all of Sedona, Cottonwood, Verde Village, and Camp Verde.
So Verde Links is the primary transit link for all of the Verde Valley.
Verde Links may be elusive, but its connecting routes are key, just like CAT, Cottonwood Area Transit, for local Cottonwood destinations.
Mystery solved. Verde Links links you wherever you want to go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for CAT and Verde Links transit information.
Batteries Plus, we power family road trips. We power bedtime stories. We power our local hospitals. We power connections with friends. We do more than replace batteries and fix phones and tablets. We help our neighbors power their lives. How powerful is that? Visit Batteries Plus in store, curbside, and online for fast and reliable phone and tablet repair. Learn more at batteriesplus.com.
Everyone out there in Radioland, this is Roxanne. Summer is over and the holidays will be here before we know it. Get a jump on some gifts everyone can enjoy. Here's a deal you can't miss. Purchase two $25 Prescott Brewing Company gift cards at the same time and get a free $10 gift card for yourself. Spend them how you want, when you want, a quick bite, a bit of happy hour, or save them up for a special night out with a friend. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
One in 60 children are born to this world with autism. The big question is, what happens to these children when they become adults? Hello, I'm Stacy Barker with Rusty's Morningstar Ranch. For 35 years, we have continued to provide men and women with a safe, nurturing, whole life environment. Please consider supporting Rusty's Morningstar Ranch and our amazing ranchers. Our need is great. Please donate today at rmr.org. Contributions can be made dollar for dollar through Arizona Tax Credit. Thank you.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the superintendent of the Humboldt Unified School District, John Potist.
Welcome back, and I want to thank you for joining us this afternoon. It was a great conversation about what's happening and what's going on with the bond and override election. Our guests were Nikki Indakovich and Amy Bowser, who talked with us a little bit about the overall, what the bond and override are and what's the difference. We had a little chat, with Gentina Russell, who talked about Performing Arts Center, and wrapped up the show with Dave Kapka, who is our CT coordinator for the school district and all the things with the Construction Academy. So today's show about bonding election, looking forward for what that looks like for HUSD. And I just encourage everyone to get out. November 3rd is a very important election. Just get out and vote. It's our duty. It's our service, I think. And it's going to be important that everyone get out and vote. Cast your ballot on November 3rd. The Humboldt Unified School District is truly the community school district. We're so excited to welcome your students back on October 19th for in-person learning. We appreciate the support that everyone's given us. Thank you. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQNA, 1139 AM, 99.9, 95.5, and streaming, KQNA.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson & Associate, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.